Scott Parkinson of the Club for Growth joins us after probably the most eventful week that we've been through in the many years we've been doing this show. A lot to talk about today. Scott, good to have you here.
Well, it's always great to be with you, Loman. Thank you for having me back.
We, of course, had the assassination attempt on the life of President Trump last weekend, and this past week, the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Scott, that convention, just watching it on TV, appeared to be sort of a pivot point for Republicans. Want to talk a little bit about that?
First of all, thank God that President Trump is okay, and it was pretty horrifying to watch those videos, and obviously there's an accountability factor here that needs to happen with the Director of Secret Service, and I think members of Congress are going to be really trying to hold independent investigations here to see what happened and what went wrong. But it was a really exciting week with the convention. And obviously on Monday, President Trump made the big announcement that U.S. Senator from Ohio, J.D. Vance, who you and I have talked about for several weeks as we speculated on who the VP nominee would be, well, J.D. was selected. And I think that it really fit into the narrative of the 2024 Republican National Convention insofar that these policies are focused on the American worker. And there's nobody better than J.D. Vance to sort of carry the mantle of America First after Donald Trump in 2028.
J.D. Vance, in his speech to the convention, Scott, really talked a lot about his humble origins. And if you read Hillbilly Elegy or saw the movie, humble origins really doesn't do justice to how far this man had to come. Do you see him as a candidate who is going to really have an impact on the forgotten man in a lot of these swing states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin? Is that part of the strategy here?
Absolutely. As I sort of think back over the past year when you had Jason Aldean's song that was number one in America, Try That in a Small Town, and that was followed by the Oliver Anthony song, The Richmond North of Richmond. It was starting to present a theme that was actually pretty consistent with what Donald Trump ran on in 2016. And I think he recognizes that the MAGA movement, the America First movement, especially throughout the Rust Belt of Ohio and Pennsylvania, and then into Michigan and Wisconsin, and I think it's trickling down here into Virginia, there is absolutely a movement of the forgotten voter that feels like the Democratic Party, the elites, the so-called career politicians have completely lost touch with reality and what the working class needs. And there's sort of this globalism approach where winners and losers are picked through big government programs, and you basically have crony capitalism. Nobody stands for that, I think, within the Trump movement. And it's refreshing to have a new champion like J.D. Vance, somebody that obviously just came into the U.S. Senate following his 2022 victory against Tim Ryan in Ohio. And J.D., I think, resonates very well with people from Butler County, Pennsylvania, all the way into Michigan and Wisconsin, where the convention was held. I think that J.D. is going to be able to be the type of communicator that has a soft approach but is sort of understandable given his own life story. And we're going to continue to tap into that to talk about families that are facing drug addiction and poverty and sort of a lack of opportunity within their own communities because of these policies that folks like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have continued to push and support. Socialism ultimately starves the people of opportunity and liberty and freedom. And I think that people are starting to wake up to that.
Well, between J.D.'s speech and the speeches of the everyday Americans who really touched an emotional chord at the convention, certainly the Republican Party has repositioned in that direction. Donald Trump, of course, giving his acceptance speech, looking ever more presidential. The contrast here, Scott, between what occurred in Milwaukee, the joyous love fest, the nomination and acceptance by Donald Trump, compared to high-level Democrats trying to pressure their candidate out of the race. Would you have thought a number of months ago that we would be in this position in July?
Well, I kind of did, and that's part of why I ran for the U.S. Senate in Virginia, even though I was unsuccessful in my own primary, taking second place. You know, I thought that there was a movement that was beginning to resonate within America that was ready to have a big change. And in 2018, the Democrats won power in the House of Representatives, and Pelosi weaponized government, went after Trump with the impeachments. And I saw part of this movement starting to fight back. But we saw what happened also in the 2020 election, and a lot of people were very, very disappointed, and I don't think that they want to be fooled again. And so it feels like to me that we are on the path to victory in November, not just for Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, but also for several U.S. Senate seats and a stronger House Republican majority, a unified Republican government that's actually going to fix these issues for working-class Americans, end Bidenflation, and also end the illegal immigration invasion on the southern border. It's an exciting time to be a Republican. There's plenty of room on the bandwagon. I think that we've seen that within the convention with the different voices that they've featured, whether you're a union boss or a rapper or you're a Hispanic culinary worker or whatever. It's been, I think, very, very refreshing to see Republican ideas landing on ears that are receptive.
Well, we're certainly going to continue to keep an eye on all of this with Scott Parkinson, and probably aren't going to have any weeks as eventful the past week here, Scott, but we are extraordinarily grateful that President Donald Trump was not seriously injured or killed in that assassination attempt. And certainly our thoughts go out to the family of the firefighter who died protecting his family, Corey Contemptor. And we still also, Scott, have a couple of individuals who were injured who are still in serious condition and recovering. So our thoughts and prayers go out to all of them. And we will continue to move forward here with Scott Parkinson from the Club for Growth. And Scott, a few words about the club.
Well, Club for Growth is based out of Washington, D.C. We are a free market economic organization focused on liberty, opportunity, and freedom. If you want to check us out and learn more, the website is clubforgrowth.org.
Thank you, Scott. We'll check in with you next week. Take care.
You're welcome.